This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Did
you listen to that song? That man was so sad. I never noticed how sad he was.
Really?
He let his guard down and then
she
pulled
him
the
anymore.
Rug right from out from under him.
So sad. He was getting used to being someone she loved. What happened?
I just heard it for the first time.
Oh.
Like, I mean, I heard it.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this guy's really wailing. What's going on with him?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yep.
He is so bummed.
Sad situation, Vinny.
What's that guy's name?
Louis Capaldi.
Oh, Louis. No. Louis.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Lou.
Did you hear him talking at the beginning of the song, too?
No, I missed that part.
Oh, that's good, because he's like, I don't know, sounds Scottish or something.
Oh.
Hold on. Here, listen to it. Hold on, this is got to get through this part.
Nice.
Single, playing my brand new single.
American.
Good, right?
Yeah.
And then he's all, you know, singing like, you know, without an accent. I'll let my guard down.
But never mind. Is whiny an accent?
Yes. It is kind of a, it's lamenting, Vinny.
Okay,
song.
That's
it's
what
not
I meant
whiny
to say.
In a song.
It's a lamenting accent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry. You were about to tell us stuff.
Yeah, I was going to mention that the Alice Mother's Day contest ends today at 10 a.m.?
Yes, correct.
All right, so listen. If you got a great mom, or you know someone who's got a great mom, or you are a great mom, because you can nominate yourself for this too. We're doing a contest. We do it every year. We rename the station after somebody's mom. Find the best mom ever.
Yeah.
Last year it was Maureen.
Correct.
At 97.3. And this year it's going to be, maybe it's your mom. I don't know. It's like a 25-word or less entry. Go to RadioAlice.com and get entered because this, is it Garza Blanca?
Garza Blanca.
You get a 5,000 gift certificate to Garza Blanca.
That's fun to say.
In Cabo, San Lucas.
So it's pretty good. Plus $1,200 to get yourself there.
Right.
So that's a pretty good present
for
mom.
Huge.
Oh my God, your mom is so going to rip Cabo a new one.
Yeah, she is. She's going to go crazy down there. You want that. All right, so today at 10 o'clock is when the cutoff is. Get your entry in. Stoke out your ma. Anyway, Dina Lohan
has
made it clear she's not getting married to Jesse Nadler.
Oh,
really?
I am not marrying him.
Well,
and
yet.
He's all, I'm not taking no for an answer.
Yeah, yet is what she means, right?
Yeah, no, she says she's not marrying him. He says, we are actively discussing marriage and moving in together.
Have they met yet?
I don't think so.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
Nadler says,
should happen first.
Yeah, I'm thinking it should. Maybe they don't link each other's breath. You don't know. Maybe the chemistry just will not be there.
I think they're going to be fine, but that should still happen first.
He, by the way, has changed his Facebook status to married to Dina Lohan.
Really?
Yes, he's such a romantic.
Yeah. He says that she's taken over the reins when it comes to planning a wedding. And by the way, she drove that right off a cliff. He says, I'd be fine with exchanging nuptials on a beach. I don't think you exchange nuptials. I think you exchange vows. On a beach or at the Montauk Yacht Club in New York. He claims that he and Dina Lohan are looking for a home together. They're thinking the Hamptons, that she's going to sell her house on Long Island.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I don't know what town she lives in on Long Island.
Aren't the Hamptons in Long Island?
They are. But there's plenty of other towns besides the Hamptons. So she lives somewhere on Long Island.
Well,
and they're
going
to move to the Hamptons.
And I think you reported it. I thought she was in bankruptcy to protect, like protection,
yes.
To protect the family home.
Well, maybe he's got her in his financial safety net. I don't know.
Or
I mean, if he's thinking about the Hamptons, I'm pretty sure there aren't even cottages there for under $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you got it. What are you doing?
We love it. Stop it. Don't be mean.
He's got it. Jesse's got the house. He got it.
Nadler says he was unable to move forward in his relationship with Dina, including a face-to-face, because of a sick mom and a blowout fight that put a pause on their relationship, the fight they had on Facebook.
Right.
He's now saying his mom's health has taken a turn for the worse.
Oh, no.
So he's preparing for the future.
I'm sorry to hear that.
He also says Dina's been very supportive during his mom's declining health, even though they've never met either. The problem is that Dina made it pretty clear she was done with him. She believed he had ulterior motives in a relationship, or so she said, and they planned on taking a vacation together. That never happened.
You know what bothers me about what she said right there? This guy has put in 5 years of phone calls. He's not just out for the you-know-what. He's not in it for the you-know-what. It's 5 years later. He has sat on the phone. What are you doing?
Nothing. What are you
doing? Me too. Right.
No, you hang up.
No, you hang up. Right. No, you hang up. We're so cute. You hang up. It's like we're teenagers again.
Right. See? He's put in the time. He's not in it for anything other than he digs
her. Our cell phone bills are going to be huge.
No, man, I'm on T-Mobile. Dina Lohan denies any plans for marriage, but does confirm that she is back in a relationship with our boy Jesse.
Oh, good.
All right. And by the way, Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran, mm-hmm. they've been dropping hints left and right that they're in some kind of relationship together. Yeah. I mean that they're writing a song together. It comes out Friday morning. Oh. It's called I Don't Care.
It's probably going to be great.
I'm sure. They did separate Instagram posts to reveal some lyrics. This song sounds great. Let me read you the lyrics.
Uh-oh.
'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear and you're making me feel that maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah.
Well, you don't, you need
yeah,
to.
Yeah, Sarah, I mean, you can't
sing
do that.
Sing it, Sarah. Not, I mean.
You can choose your favorite song and read it.
What about you with Rainy Day?
Yeah, I don't.
Until you hear it with the music, you don't know.
Sure.
And then you hear it with the music and you go, wow, that's hooky as hell.
Yeah, sing how it would go. Tell
I don't know how it would go.
Here's the line, because I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah.
I don't, sing that to me. I don't. I can't.
Sing it to me. Sing it to me. Turn it to me. Come on. Serenade
I'm
me, Vinny.
Just trying to tell you that I don't.
Serenade me.
I bet you Jane is somehow wedged in between these two boys, and she's ready to play that song the minute it's cooked.
I guarantee
she's gonna
you.
She's going to do the world premiere.
Yeah,
on Friday.
We're going to hear that song every hour. It's Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
And
she's going to serve that up fresh.
What
hot
song
and fresh for
did
you?
Ed Sheeran write for this one?
You look
Ed Sheeran
that
wrote
macho,
this.
Baby, you should go and love yourself. Yeah, they wrote that together. You could actually hear him on this. Toward the end of the song, he's riffing a little bit over the...
Oh,
over
is that
the,
right?
Yeah.
I never
put it to the end
that.
Of... you can hear a little Ed Sheeran on there.
Let's see here.
Oh, you okay. can't get to the end?
No,
is
I
it
can.
Just a preview?
I just gotta... This is towards the end.
This
no,
is
no,
towards
no.
the end. Hold
need...
on, let me get at the very end.
Yeah, it's like the last... the...
All right,
oh, this... that was him.
That was him. Okay.
Go back.
Hold on. Is that him?
No, that sounded like Bieber.
No way. You look.
Can you hear him in there?
I can't tell if it's Ed
That's
or Justin,
not.
Though.
Go back.
What?
That's him.
No, that's
him.
Bieber.
That's him.
No.
Turn it back and listen to
How
it
do
again.
You know?
You're
I can
wrong.
Just tell.
How do you know?
Listen. That's him. Turn it back.
I just did turn it back.
Go back.
Go back. Go back. That's him.
That is
oh,
so
no.
Bieber's
it's
back.
Not it's not Bieber.
He's layering himself.
No.
All right.
That's Ed Sheeran.
I think Ed Sheeran's like on the guitar.
He's probably playing that half of a chord, whatever that is.
Yeah, it's cool though with the rhythm. I like that.
I know. It is. It's great. It's a good song. Yeah, so this is going to be a terrible song, and it's on Friday.
I'm going to look it
Isn't
up.
Isn't that so funny that is just probably... the simplest song to play in the world, and it's a hit.
Yeah,
and
you know,
the guys
simple works
who have mastered the art of playing 300,000 miles an hour will never have a hit
no.
song.
Yngwie Malmsteen, where's his hit song? Best guitarist probably technically in the world. Where is he? In his basement at his mom's house. Hey,
I don't think he's there, but
well,
I get your point.
What did Michael Franti say? Bono told him.
Oh,
simple is clever, and clever is stupid.
Yeah. No.
What is it?
I forget, but that. Is,
but something like that.
Yeah.
Something.
All right, let's go.
Smart is stupid.
Oh, and
no.
smart is dumb.
Ah! I can't remember.
What's coming up?
The answer to your question, what does Michael Franti say? After these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Survivor's on tonight. And we are on the hunt for summer interns. If you can get college credit, we'll pay you to come in here. The hours are terrible. You have to be here really, really early. But you will love this job. It is so fun. Look at our interns right now. They're adorable. Good kids. Lose them.
I just gave them the business, though, for not knowing answers to stuff. Oh. I did figure out the answer, though.
Oh, you did?
It's Michael, simple is smart, clever is stupid.
All right.
That's the answer.
I know about that.
What?
Yeah. I texted him, so maybe. Who the hell knows where he is in the world?
I didn't catch his conversation.
This is Michael Fronte. He was in some recording studio, and it was like, who told him this?
Bono.
Yeah, Bono.
But you didn't ask me. How come I heard you asking the interns, but I didn't know what you're talking about? Because I have a clip.
I think you were
I can yell at them. You'll kick me in
the
head.
Let's hear it.
You have it?
Oh.
I was
so
close.
So
I was
close.
Right there. Yeah. Strong.
Simply strong.
Clever is stupid.
I like his Irish accent.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
Anyway.
Anyway, we need summer interns.
Right. Get in here.
So.
And I didn't really yell at them. They were like, they just didn't know the answer. And then they're like, why would we know that? And I'm like, you wouldn't.
I was just hoping.
I have no idea why you
know
that.
Simple is strong. Clever is stupid. All right, text him back and tell him he doesn't have to worry about it. We figured it out.
I was saying, never mind.
Yeah. Never mind.
Never mind.
Send an email with a cover letter and a resume to UZETTE at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Federal Credit Union. Membership is open to everyone. Mention Alice Radio. And membership is free.
Oh, my God.
That's at the San Francisco Federal Credit Union. Mention Alice Radio, and you're in for free.
Yeah.
We go now to the doorway at 1600 Amphitheater Parkway, like the porch, if you will. Reporting live, Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area.
Oh, my goodness.
On Google's doorstep. Are you on Google's doorstep?
I will be, and I was.
But,
stepped away to make a call. I seem
to be the earliest ever at Shoreline, and I've had some weird hours at Shoreline.
Well, for the purpose of this story, reporting from 1600 Amphitheater Parkway in the doorway at Google.
Yep.
For ANN.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful.
Way to be plugged
He's
in, Scott.
He's fully in the Nerd Network.
Thank you so much. Hey, how are you today?
I am well, thank you.
Good,
how are you guys?
Good, we're doing good. So tell us what's going on. I guess Google's making the news. I got an email from them about their Nest integration.
I got something.
So what do you know?
So they rented out the entire Shoreline Amphitheater, which is pretty impressive for one company. And one of the things that they really stressed this year is all the hardware. And you say, wow, you know, Google is a search company, but they're really getting into these devices. You and I have talked about this, how many people are buying these in-home devices where they can say, hey, play this, whether it's Amazon or Google or now Apple. Google is doubling down. You know, they've got the Nest cameras because they own Nest. They have the Google Home devices that you can, you know, order around. And now they're combining the two with something called the Nest Hub, and it's about $230. It has a camera inside, so you can not only talk to it, it will recognize you with face recognition and know your preferences as far as recipes, entertainment, where you work. It'll tell you your commute, the weather, all that stuff.
It's
a
friend.
Again,
it knows
you are
me.
Willing to let it know everything about you.
I'm willing. I need a friend.
You know, to be fully open, we did work for Google's Home Hub, and we've also done stuff for Nest.
Yep.
I have both items and use both items daily.
This is going to be perfect
so
for you.
So I'll probably use this thing.
Yep.
Yeah, we saw it in action yesterday, and you literally, let's say, walk into the kitchen. It will recognize you by face recognition and say, ah, hey, Vinny, you know, are you hungry for this? Here's how long your commute is going to take. You know, we've got SportsCenter queued up if you want that. So you can really program all these things because Google is, thanks to YouTube, into entertainment. It's got maps. It's got search. So it is using hardware to get into all of the things that it does in the background that you use every day.
The question is, will it call me Cool Breeze if I tell it to?
Probably.
It will.
It'll snicker a little. Hey, cool.
I think
breeze.
It's sort of like your phone, whether it's an Android or Siri. You can tell it what your name is. So,
yeah. Oh, all right.
Sexy beast.
So that's the big announcement, is we've got a Nest Home Hub coming, probably just in time for Christmas or very soon, any minute now.
Yeah, and one other thing that's big on hardware is it's got a new Pixel phone, and this is the competition, you know, to iPhones and Samsung phones. They've priced this at $400. It's got a really good camera. It's got all the things that you want in a good, good cell phone, and it's only $400. Clearly, Google is saying, we're not going to make money on hardware, but if you buy our hardware,
we own you.
We own the back end. We own search. That's how we make our money. We've got all the advertising. We've got all these cool features. You know, it's got artificial intelligence. So now if you point at a sign that's in another language, it will instantly translate it. So it's got some good features because of what Google does. And now it wants you to access those features even more with cheap hardware. And these phones are, you know, I was playing around with them yesterday. They're legit. And yet, at $400, that's way undercutting most of the new iPhone.
Did one of those Pixel phones end up in your pocket?
It did not, no.
Oh,
well, that's too bad.
Huh, that's, I would think if you show up, Google, I mean, they're made of money. They'd be like,
here's a phone.
That's right.
Take it with you.
Well, there are review devices, but I always give them back, yeah.
Oh, all right. I see. All right, so from Google's doorstep, Scott Budman reporting.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott. NBC Bay Area reporter, also ANN contributor,
giving
Scott
us
Budman.
Some real legitimacy. Thanks, Scott.
Live from 1600 Amphitheater Parkway.
Well, it's amazing. Lucky to have
on him. A Wednesday morning. Oh, Survivors tonight.
I know, my God.
And by the way, the Warriors play tonight and the Sharks play tonight. Sharks is must win. Loser goes on vacation. Winner moves on in the playoffs. And for the Warriors, it's game five here at home, 7:30.
Go, guys. Go, go, go.
Go, teams. It looks like they've been trying to do this for a while now, but according to this story out of Sacramento, women in the state legislature have been trying for years to eliminate sales taxes on diapers and tampons, but were stopped by former Governor Jerry Brown.
Mm.
I don't know what his problem is. What's his beef?
He hates tampons and diapers.
He vetoed such proposals twice, saying the state couldn't afford it. Now there's a new governor in town, and he's all for it.
Well, he's got diapers at his house,
right.
And tampons, I'm sure.
Right. Anyway,
tampoons, we call
it looks like he's trying to improve things for parents in a lot of ways.
Whether you like it or not.
So expect big plans as he also hopes to increase parental leave as well.
Well, there are certain things that are necessities and you have to buy them.
Yep.
And maybe those things should be tax exempt.
Mm-hmm. I also think that for too long we've just assumed, I did before I had kids, that, you know, hey, you had a kid, it's your problem. It's hard on you. I'm sorry to hear it. And then you do it and you're like, it's not hard. That kid's murdering me. I'm not going to survive it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you need a little help, for crying out loud.
Well, and listen, if you're a struggling single parent, a single mom, you have your period every month, you're trying to keep this kid in diapers. I even think things like baby formula should be tax-free. There should be necessities that we have that are, you know, you get them. Like, a guy doesn't have to go buy tampons all through his life.
Right.
But a chick does, and they are not cheap.
Yeah.
Agreed. You know? What about doobie weed?
Nope, that should be taxed.
Okay.
That's a luxury.
Legal marijuana smokers will soon be able to find lounges where they can light up in Las Vegas.
Oh.
They say not in the casinos. This is a trip because you realize they've eliminated most people's ability to smoke anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarettes are just, they're out.
Right.
You're out in the
they're
alleyway.
They're outside
here,
the bar.
Where the cars drive by.
Right.
Getting your fix.
Yep.
So how are you going to allow people to smoke their doobie weed? Well, they're going to have to open up places just like cigar bars.
Oh, right.
Where it's, you're going in there to smoke.
Or the hookah lounges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always wondered about places like cigar lounges and I guess hookah stuff too. I didn't really thought about that. But I thought if you worked there, I guess it's your choice to work there or not, but you'd certainly be exposed to that. Like, are you wearing a gas mask or something? Like,
no,
I don't want
I would,
your secondhand
you'd
smoke.
Have to have come to grips with the fact that you're working in a venue that smokes.
You know,
the city council in Vegas approved that they'll call them social use venues in the downtown area where people can, who've purchased, legally purchased marijuana, now you can go and partake with other like-minded doobie weeders.
It's going to be hard to find a seat in there. I'm not getting up.
They have them.
This place is great.
I think they already have them here in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah?
I think so. I haven't been, but I've seen ads and even the side of bus boards where they're calling them lounges.
So if anyone... you go smoke weed there, but it's not like you're buying. Do you know anything about that, Vaughn?
She turns around.
No.
Yeah. Vaughn doesn't know.
Well, Vaughn's our resident pot expert, so.
Well, let me know, thank you, Vaughn. Texters. I mean, you're always happy to correct us.
That's for sure. We love it.
So, we have lounge... pot smoking lounges here? I believe we do.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but it wouldn't surprise me at all. We need someplace to go smoke our pot with other people. You know, it's a social thing, isn't it?
Well, most dispensaries will just kick you out afterwards and give you this crazy childproof packaging.
Oh.
Where it's like very difficult to open.
Oh.
You know,
but so it takes a minute to get into it to begin with.
Yeah, and they won't give you a lighter or matches or anything like that. They want you to, you know, go across the street, grab that from the liquor store, and then go on your way to do, you know, elsewhere.
Get the hell out of here.
Right.
Right.
Get your weed and get out.
Get your weed and get out.
There's a Yelp article that says the 10 best cannabis lounges in San Francisco.
Yeah, there's got to be. Yeah. Yep. So good for you guys. Mm. It's a nice place where you can go and everyone knows your name.
Stoner!
How about a fast fact?
I love fast fact, fact.
TGI Fridays started as a bar as a bar in New York City in 1965. The guy who created it just wanted a place to meet women.
Oh. He had figured having his own bar would be the way. It's not a bad idea. All right.
The name California
comes
from a Spanish novel from the 1500s. It was the name of an island paradise, quote, inhabited by black women without a single man among them.
Oh, wow.
A paradise.
Without any men, you're right. Freaking sounds great.
It makes me love California even more now.
Yeah, sure.
An island paradise.
Yeah.
Inhabited by black women without a single man among them.
They have any clothes among them?
Imagine. I can already see it, my dream now as it unfolds. I'm shipwrecked.
Mm.
I find myself
the
landing
only man
on the
on
shores
California.
Of California.
Mm. Imagine that. Imagine there's
and then
no
they have
folk.
Me.
Oh, they had you.
Well, don't they?
Don't
it
they?
Says,
I mean,
it's my dream.
Ruled by Queen Calafia and populated only by beautiful Amazonian women wielding gold weapons.
Oh, God.
They have weapons, Vinny. You're out.
What do you mean?
They're protecting their island from you. With
from
your,
me.
With your weapon.
From this.
Yes.
Because what am I going to do?
Have your way with the natives.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. It doesn't matter. I'm going to have to tell you again. It says right here, I have to tell you every time. For crying out loud. Like you don't know. Like I'm your mom. What am I, your mom? Right.
No, you're not. To answer your question.
That's not whining. He's singing so heartfelt. It gets me every time. They're talking about Louis Capaldi.
Yeah.
That video for Louis Capaldi's song is about losing his wife to cancer, you dummy.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, well, thanks a lot.
Thanks a
lot.
That you just brought our trip down.
If Vinny wants to see boobs, did he see Sarah Silverman posted a topless selfie on Instagram? I didn't, but thank you. I have now. Great job,
oh,
texters.
Oh, you went and saw it?
Well, yeah.
What did she do that for?
She's sneaky about it, too.
How
it's,
so?
It's not going to get taken down.
Why? What do you think?
Because
that?
You can't go. Bryn's pulling it up now. Go look.
That is
go around and take a look.
Incredible.
Oh,
It's so sneaky the way she did it.
That's amazing.
You know, there's a mirror behind your in the back of your medicine cabinet.
Yes.
So you've got all your stuff there.
So you can't see your face.
Instagram's
and...
local.
Oh right.
Nothing. It's pretty good.
Nothing.
The end.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Now I get the royal baby.
She looks great,
stuff.
Doesn't she?
Yeah.
She always looks good. I think she's so beautiful.
I know. She's just got her own thing going on. She's so funny. Yeah, I got a bunch of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry stuff. I've also got just what people, the lengths that stupid people go to just prove their stupidity. Like, I just cannot believe what this girl's done. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.